Okay, City Council meeting for Tuesday, April 16th, 2019 is called to order. We have a very rowdy crowd. Where's Chief?
Fred is kind of sitting there.
Thank you all. Invocation by Pastor Fred Franks from Island Church, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Before we pray, Mayor said it was all right to mention this Sunday, Easter Sunday, the Pleasure Island Ministerial Association has a sunrise service at Alabama Point. That'll be at 6:30. And then National Day of Prayer is May 2nd, and that will be at the Art Center. And so just FYIs. Well, Father, thank you for this beautiful day, and thank you for this beautiful place that we call home. We pray blessing over this city council meeting and the business that is at hand. We thank you for those that serve in leadership. We thank you for our mayor and his vision for this community. We thank you for our city council and the diligent work that they do to keep this place and make this place a beautiful place for multitudes of people to come and enjoy. We thank you for keeping Spring Breakers safe. We pray blessing over this week leading up to Easter, blessing on all the churches in our community as people gather together. Lord, we thank you for those that work diligently to keep us safe, our police and our fire, and we pray blessing on them, and we pray that you will keep them safe. Thank you for all those that work hard at whatever level, whatever responsibility throughout this community. We commit this night to you. We thank you for your faithfulness and goodness. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Call the roll, please, ma'am.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costco?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kenan?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda with seven additional items, the first being approval of liquor license for Bun Runners. Second, approval of liquor license for Island Fights, 56 Weigh-In. The third, a resolution authorizing a software service renewal agreement with Zap. The fourth, a resolution amending a task order with Davis Architects regarding a recreation complex gym. The fifth, a resolution authorizing an elevator maintenance agreement for Coastal Arts Center. The sixth, a resolution opposing State Bill 237 regarding the Alabama Open Meetings Act. And the seventh, resolution opposing SB 244 and House Bill 346 regarding single-use plastic items.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving, considering previous minutes from our work session, our regular council meeting, our committee of the whole, 3/19/19. If there are no objections, reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections to the minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements by our council?
I have something to say. Just wow. Absolutely wow. Our trip to Montgomery for Orange Beach Day was the most fabulous group of team members pulling all together on every cylinder to put out the perfect product to introduce everyone in Montgomery to the Orange Beach City and our beaches. So thank you to everyone.
Hats off to our staff for pulling that off. That was just awesome. We opened some eyes up there and ears, and really opened some ears, I believe. That was spectacular. But you put it together, you delivered it, you set it up, you ran it, you broke it down, you got back home late at night. Y'all just did great, and thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I echo that, and I talked to our guy in Montgomery a few minutes ago, and he says it's still permeating through all seven floors of the State House. I'm still talking about orange beef.
And the crab cakes are still smelling.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, we had every staffer, every lobbyist, everyone that worked in the entire building came down, and huge thanks to the Harsonies for representing Floribama, for doing Virgin Bushwhackers, and for Voyagers and Pennygrew and Brody and their team. They fed everybody, and it was wonderful. A great event.
And Brian Harsony and his group.
Yes.
And we deserve a royalty off those Virgin Bushwhackers. Coming up with it. Well, we didn't know how important it was to start making friends with legislators north of I-10 until our bridge came under attack by people who didn't know any better and were not educated to our needs down here. So I think we've gotten, we made some inroads, and we'll keep plugging.
Okay, I want to echo that, Mayor, yeah. Because there was a Senate bill that came out that was going to do away with police jurisdictions. Police jurisdictions is how Orange Beach works and operates every day. If you do away with police jurisdiction, you do away with us putting lifeguards on the beach. You do away with us cleaning the beach. You do away with us being able to dredge. You do away with police and fire being on the water. You do away with lifeguards and saving lives. It impacts everything we do, and it impacts us taking care of the Wilderness Trail. That was a bad bill. If we hadn't had a cohesive effort to, we wanted to kill the bill, they've amended it, but they've amended it where it won't impact Orange Beach. And that meeting last Thursday came together, and we had more people saying thank you. So those are the important things. We have had at least a half a dozen bills, and we've got two or three today that we have to have a great response and follow them all the way from the committee when it's incepted to all the way if it gets to the floor. And some of them we have to say no. Well, we're just a little Orange Beach. We're 6,000 people on their radar screen. We have to have a voice. We have to say we got to get to the point where when they see a bill, they need to say, is Orange Beach going to be impacted by this? And that's the reason why we go to Montgomery, to open the eyes of not only the delegations around here, but the Central Alabama delegation and the Northern Alabama delegation.
Communication. Communication.
Chris, put that picture with all of us back up, please.
At the end of the day. There you go.
I mean, that those smiles are brighter than I've ever seen. We were just so happy to work so hard and put out a beautiful product.
I think I counted the other night when I was looking at that picture, the 45 of staff, us up there, folks from Orange Beach, the restaurateurs. That's huge. That group made such a good impact. Some of them aren't all in the picture that helped organize this, too. I want to say thank you to that, too. The ones that stayed back.
Yes.
Anything else?
Thank you.
All right, auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Abstain.
Any opposed? Okay, moving to presentations. Mr. Godwin, would you like to come talk about your event?
Well, first off, I want to thank you guys, you know, for this amendment, for allowing me. Jeff, thank you, buddy. Just to see what you guys do here is amazing, but the ripple effect you guys are having across the country is phenomenal in my world. And we deal, you know, I am with Ironman Outdoor Ministries. I'm the Southern Director. And we deal with special needs kids. We take them hunting and fishing and our disabled veterans. And we're doing a third annual deep sea fishing event here, May 3rd, May 4th. Orange Beach has always supported us. And we can't thank you so much. I'm excited about what it's leading into for next year. This year, Everything is taken care of. We're taking 35 disabled veterans, but we wanted to honor their spouses this year. Mm-hmm. This was been in our hearts for 2 years, so last year we couldn't do it. This year we did, and we have a beach pamper day, Orange Beach style. And so we already have all those things. You wouldn't believe the support there. What I like to, we need a little help in condos. That's the only thing, accommodations, because there's a lot going on. So it's hard to get those 2 days. The good thing about our, you know, we can have a tax write-off because we're 501c3. We'll cover the cleaning costs. But anybody that would like to donate anything as far as items to promote the city or promote their business or something to these veterans, they're all local from Mobile, Baldwin County, and Panhandle. So they'll be coming back. We want them to come back. So that is pretty much what we need. Just a quick announcement for next year. We're looking at taking 200 of our veterans fishing. And it's just, we were in the planning stages for things, and I've talked to Ken, and we just got some exciting things and love to partner with the city of Orange Beach because of what y'all do. You guys affect so many different types of organizations and ministries here. You guys are a blessing, and we are blessed to be a part of this community. So that's it. I wanted to thank you for the opportunity, and then if I'll be connecting with you anyway. One of our pro staffers here.
Well, thank you. What boats are participating?
Oh, my gosh. We're launching out of the Sportsman Marina this year.
Okay.
And we've got boats from all over. We have about 10 right now. We could use probably two more just to spread it out, give the veterans more fishing room on the boats. But we're pretty much, you know, two more boats, we'll be fine there.
Greg and I were in a Miracle League meeting last night, and he and I discussed it a little bit more. And I gave him Iris Etheridge's cell phone number because mm-hmm. Iris, our ambassador, loves to call people and talk to them and ask for donations and such like that. So if you'll give her a call, she can call.
Yeah, I have. She's going to call me back. So, but I thank you for that. But I wanted to come tell, you know, what we're doing, and then open it up for next year. And there's some other things. We got some surprises for the city of Orange Beach that we're working on just to help bless you guys because of what y'all do for our community and what y'all doing here. That's it.
Well, thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
You make a difference, buddy. We appreciate it.
Y'all do too. Thank you.
All right, Ken, some proclamations.
We have a proclamation declaring Parent Alienation Prevention Week, the Bubbles for Love. Is there anybody here to receive that? Okay, we do that every year.
Next.
All right, Earth Day. Anybody here to receive Earth Day? Okay. All right. This is a short one. We'll read this. The city of Orange Beach recognizes the natural splendor of the earth created by God remains a precious resource in the daily lives of our citizens for our economy. Orange Beach is blessed with an abundance of natural resources supporting diverse flora and fauna, which we must make efforts to preserve and protect, and is understood that sustainability will only be achieved by meeting the needs of the present without compromising the needs of future generations. And Earth Day is an annual reminder of the constant need for environmental awareness, stewardship, commitments, and sustainability efforts. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by the Orange Beach City Council and Mayor that April 22nd, 2019 is Earth Day in Orange Beach.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Ken.
Want to take a picture?
Yeah.
If you go over here, we'll take a quick picture.
On the blue wall.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other announcements?
Yes, sir, Mayor, if I may.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to announce that the Friends of Army Aviation Ozark, they're the group with the UH-1 Huey helicopter. Let's see, here's a little video so y'all can see what it's all about. They are going to be back this Friday and Saturday. On Friday, they're going to be landing at the helipad in front of what used to be Burris Farm Market at the wharf. They'll be doing flights to the public for $50 per person, and it's worth every penny. All the proceeds go to support their operations, going to different veterans events and supporting those events. They will be here Friday from 1 until around dark, you know, weather permitting, getting here at 1 o'clock, and then they'll be here all day on Saturday. They'll be starting flights to the public from around 9 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock, they're saying, but in actuality it'll finish up whenever the crowd kind of thins out, and that might be till around dark. Had very good turnout last time they were here. It's a great ride. Just imagine a roller coaster ride at 2,000 feet. And if you scream louder, they'll turn harder. So that's kind of how they operate with this. So like I said, there's a little video of what they do. And here you can kind of see some of the altitude stuff with them turning and banking. It's a beautiful, beautiful way to see our area here. So also, Mayor, if I may, I'd like to touch base. Ryan Sherrier here this evening? I do not see him. We had a fantastic Operation Reconnect check-in Saturday before last. If I can get that to open. Come on, there it goes. Okay. So we had 35 military families that came right off of deployment with their families, and they came to Orange Beach through Operation Reconnect. We checked them in here at City Hall, had some folks in the community turned out, staff turned out. It was a great way to welcome these folks in. The Operation Reconnect group had their accommodations, their excursions, their meals all taken care of, and we're just welcoming them in and presenting them with those items. A lot of these families simply could not believe that this was real. They kept saying, what's the catch? Where are you going to hit us with what you're expecting from us? And it was genuine, true, just giving back to them and giving them that chance. One family said that the husband had just come off of deployment just a few days before, and they really hadn't even had that chance to reconnect yet. So just a wonderful time. Thanks for all the staff and everyone that participated in that event. It was really good. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Thank Ryan, too. All right, moving to new business under miscellaneous, additional approval, retail beer, liquor license. Stop. I was going to move something to the front so she could leave. Dr. McCoy is here.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay.
So
yes.
She has a lot of things to get done. So yes. You're special. So we're moving you to the front. But this is. Do what now?
I don't have to go anywhere.
Okay.
Take it while you got it.
That's amen, right?
Well, for those of you who don't know, this is Dr. Erica McCoy, our high school principal. And the reason I ask her to come is to talk with us. We've been talking about the Education Foundation and seed money and how it would function. And the $100,000 now, $100,000 in December, what we've come up with is, why don't you just tell them how it's going to work?
Well, I want to start off by saying thank you. I think when you start any venture in education as an educator, period, and you leave your home and you go somewhere new, it's always interesting to see how things unfold. And I can tell you from my vantage point that I have landed somewhere very remarkable. And so just knowing what this community stands for and what it represents and how it infiltrates the community around us, and not only just in Alabama or South Alabama, but also across the nation, is remarkable. And so I want to say thank you for allowing me to be a part of that and for partnering with us as a school district to educate our children on the top level as we see fit. I want to talk just a second about the Education Foundation and their vision to support the schools and partner with the city through funding. My request is to disperse two allotments biannual, one of $100,000 in the month of May or in give or take 2 weeks, and then another one in November, so every 6 months, so that we can funnel those in three different directions through the Educational Foundation. And the first being classroom supply grants, and so teachers would apply through two open periods for those classroom grants, and this is going to be beyond what the school district offers, and so special things that are not allocated for in funding from Baldwin County Schools. And then secondly, it will be through professional growth grants, and that will be an ongoing grant process from our teachers, so that if something becomes available to them, that opportunity is afforded to them regardless of cost, because so many times as educators, we don't have the funding available for us to go to national conferences and things of that nature. And I'll just tell you, I want the best of the best for our students. And I think our families deserve that. And so this opportunity, the professional grants and the ongoing opportunities there, the growth opportunities, we provide that to our faculty and staff. And then lastly, but certainly not least, scholarship opportunities for our students. So as we grow and we progress and we enter a grade 12 group of students in the next 2 to 3 years, scholarship opportunities for their post-secondary ventures. So that's kind of how I envision it. I've talked to Laura this morning, Thomas, and Nicole Werner is here this evening. She's the secretary of the Orange Beach Educational Foundation, and we're all of the same consensus that the grant process will funnel through our office at the middle and high school level, and we will sign off on anything that is requested so that we know it is a necessity and every once in a while want, because
the vetting will come through y'all.
Yes, and that's important because that helps us maintain cohesiveness in the vision. And and it's important to me that if funding is coming from external sources, that it's purposeful.
True.
And it's not just a hodgepodge, mm-hmm, of people with their hand out requesting things. And so that is at my request that all of the applications come through our office before going to the Educational Foundation.
Great.
First. Okay.
Well, I really like it, and I've told Laura and Nicole when I attended one of their meetings, teacher grants and is a, in my opinion, a huge priority, because continuing education is what keeps us excellent. And so for Laura to bring it up, because this summer, we don't want to lose this summer. So if you get them hired and they've got some professional development that, mm-hmm, needs to be done, then y'all will have those resources to do that. And then the resources for the classroom. I mean, that is so huge, because we've been requested so many times to provide those things. So I fully support the Orange Beach Educational Foundation, because I think you've got a great board, and they're focused on education and support of the schools. And so I appreciate it.
They are, and just making sure that those visions align.
Yes.
It's important.
Are we aligning the elementary school? So we have three, mm-hmm, facilities. That's what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. This foundation will cover all three.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
So the question I had was, with MAC, we went to our local businesses to
raise
money, and under the kind of the thought process that we wouldn't be coming to them over and over and over again to the
Correct.
That make this contribution.
Right.
How will this affect what MAC does, and will it work hand in hand with it? I think we just want to make sure we're preventing that we're not going to go back on our word with what
no.
we said to those people.
And let me address that, because I coordinated between the groups.
Okay.
The seed money going to the Education Foundation is more than adequate, more than they would raise some fundraisers to do what we need to do, so they understand that they will not be going searching for sponsors.
Right.
They can still have fundraising events, golf tournaments, whatever they like, but they agree that there's no reason for them to hit the sponsors up. The money from the education, MAC is academics, arts, athletics. The academics is included in MAC because that will be funding of something external to the classroom, such as the scholar team going to the scholar boat. We would fund that trip. The Education Foundation will be funding intra-classroom and professional development.
Yes.
That's where the two are separated.
Yes.
So we are going to honor that word of making one request of each sponsor, and we're coordinating fundraising events so that we know when they're doing theirs and when we are doing, the MAC is doing theirs.
What happens to certain situations like Leader in Me that we fund now, or the things we fund at the elementary school? Will we continue to do that, or will it come from this money?
Everything's coming out of the Education Foundation. And we need to see what we agreed on about $1 million. $270 to $300 is going to go to expect excellence. The other $700 we've divided up into different categories, and we've come up with about $300 that will come through the Education Foundation if they need it. And again, it goes back, if the money's not needed based on what the principal's requests are, then it will carry over,
mm-hmm,
and we'll reduce it the next year. Or if for some reason there's an increased need, we'll come back and discuss that. But there'll be $300 total available over the course of the year for all three schools.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know that will be needed. And then we've got enhancement money for acquiring the best teachers and principals. We have then, and coaches. Then we have a match for the MAC Club for equipment and startup gear of all types. So that pretty
match
much takes
commitment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's how we, but the money is fungible. Everyone has agreed that the money will move where the pools, where the money is needed, because this first year is unique and different, and we don't know what the startup costs and whose will be greater. Next year will be a totally different year. So
year
you want
one
to add anything
and year
to that?
Two will look very different
yes.
on paper.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So to tack on to your comments that you opened up with, I want you to know that not only have we been excited about your coming, a lot of prayers for your coming and having the right person come here, we expect excellence, and we are very grateful that you're here, and we will support you in every way that we can, because we want to be known on the map, not just in Montgomery, for what we produce, but our kids and what we produce from them. So thank you for your efforts, and just know that we've got your back.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And in every interview, I say that. One question to every person that we have been interviewing is, how are you going to help propel our students to the national spotlight? Because if our students are in the national spotlight, Orange Beach is in the national spotlight. You know, and I think that just having that vision of excellence from the very beginning is important.
So. Well, it was tough on us because the county makes the decision. But we wanted someone that wanted to be here.
Yeah,
not somebody
definitely.
That started a job and was here. And that's really...
Well, to speak to that, just so you know, I got a phone call that said, this is the place for you. Not from somebody that was from here, but somebody that knew what you guys stood for and what you expected. And so I think it was just a match made in heaven. I love getting up and going to work every single day. It's just exciting. So stay tuned. April 25th, we are going to have a whole new slew of MAKOs on the board agenda. So we'll announce those as soon as they're board approved. And probably about 80% of our faculty will be secured next Thursday.
Wow.
Okay. So we have been up to our eyeballs in personnel. It's exciting.
And Dr. McCoy and Dr. Smith get it.
Yes.
Because being first in the 49th state ain't really that big a deal. So
we get that.
We want to be nationally known, not first in Alabama. So
yep.
No pressure, no pressure.
I'm good with it.
Yep, she hates to lose.
That's right.
Any questions for Nicole? Nicole's our spy.
I'm not the spy. I wanted to add the reason why we're coming today. In the past, you've had the CB Foundation that the elementary school teachers could apply for this funding. That is no longer. They have their foundation. They're going to do scholarships. So Gulf Shores has their education foundation for their teachers. So this is just the Orange Beach equivalent. Mm-hmm. And you can see we have a great partnership with the principals, and we just want to make sure that our teachers can go this summer. That's why we're here now asking for this portion. And the foundation, we have committed, we're going to report to you guys quarterly where the money's going, what teachers are doing, so you know all the ins and outs. It's not secret. Please come to a meeting. We love to have you. And just with the fundraising, like we're partnering with the MAC Gala that's coming up. The foundation, we have a silent auction table that we're trying to help fundraise. So we're not just asking the city to give all, you know, we have skin in the game too. So don't think.
Who will be working with the chamber and the education foundation with the chamber?
I currently serve on the CB board.
Okay.
And Marlo Webb does too.
Okay.
On that
foundation board also.
So I serve, and Steve Jones serves.
Okay. So we will have someone, ears there as well. Okay.
And our understanding, they're going to continue with a scholarship program. So if someone wants to give a scholarship, they will not come to our Orange Beach Foundation. They will go to CB. It'll be scholarships island-wide. We are focusing on just education in the classroom, getting our teachers all their professional development. So.
Yes.
Thank
you.
Y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it very much, Dr. McCoy. Any other questions?
No,
that
thanks
sound
for
good
being
in the direction
here,
we're
ladies.
Going? Good. Okay. Okay, go back to retail beer, liquor license application, Rum Runners, Canal Road, Suite D. Do I have a motion?
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? This is an addition. Approval of special events retail liquor license application to Sousa Restaurant Island Fights 56 Way In After Party at the Wharf.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with Burke Klein Peter, Design, Construction, Engineering, Inspection, Phase 3 Improvement, Seawall Park.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Can you just tell us what this is on Part 3 of the seawall?
I believe, is Nicole still here?
Yes.
Phillips on vacation.
I believe it's the
seawall.
It's the seawall extending beyond what they've done on the south side. Now they're bringing it around.
Under the bridge.
Yes,
bringing it around.
The bridge and towards
Phase
the marina.
Yeah.
A little bit. We're decking and landscaping and some drainage problems that we're having there.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of automated bid agreement, City of Foley, structural fire response.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of professional service agreement, Polaris Public Safety Solutions Training Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase of a skid steer loader, Coastal Resources Department, National Joint Purchasing Alliance, $80,236.57.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with Burke Klein Peter, Professional Engineering Design Construction, widening Callaway Drive, $29,274.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Mayor.
Yes, sir.
This is almost $30,000 to engineer Callaway Lane, which is 620 feet.
That's a lot.
Seems like a lot to
hit. Kit, would you like to address
bet
that?
From the police station at Canal Road.
And but I don't know whether it's a good number or not, but it's not a simple paving. We are widening our turn lane and some other improvements.
But this is just the design. Is it? Well, it says design and construction.
It's design and construction.
Inspection service.
Inspection service.
Yeah, the primary reason is because it also includes the CE&I during construction. It's not strictly for just the design.
It's just the design
and the CE&I.
Mm-hmm. So when we put it out to bid,
okay,
and we've got some estimated costs of the total construction of $160,000 to widen that.
It includes the design, the bid document preparation, the working with the contractor, and the CE&I construction of the
CE&I is?
Construction, engineering, and inspection during construction.
Okay. So I open this up, the preliminary cost estimate, reviewed that.
Would y'all like me to request a sharpening of the pencil by the engineers?
That's what I really would like to see. I'm sorry, Mayor, it's not pulling up. But let me go somewhere else real quick. Hate to hold you up, but this is...
It's 20% of the whole project.
Yeah.
Generally, Scott and them are here.
The preliminary cost.
If you go down to preliminary cost estimates,
here it is.
There it is. Thank you so much. Pulling up down.
Yeah, what they're showing is that the design is about $7,500.
Mm-hmm.
The bidding services is $1,900. The construction, engineering, and inspection is $1,600. Mm-hmm. And then the geotechnical is $3,500, which is a separate engineering firm.
Construction engineering is $18,500 on the very bottom. Okay, roadway design and plans is $7,500. Topographical survey, $6,500. Geotechnical design and testing, $3,500 for.
I'm not sure what you're looking at.
He's
right
repeating
there.
The same numbers you just
there it is
right
at the bottom there.
Look at the bottom.
There
right
you
there.
Go.
On that one right there.
Look on the
Kit, look on the screen. See the yellow in between.
Yeah, I'm looking at the task order that breaks down the cost for his work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I'm just outlining what that amount for the task order, what each amount is.
And so you take this right here, $29,274, and you add that $18,500 in there. In the very bottom there, Kit?
The construction engineering.
Between the yellow?
Yeah.
Right. That's just an estimate. That's completely separate. This is the actual task order.
Sure.
This estimate was put together a while ago, and that would be
that would be subtracted out of that amount.
Okay.
For the cost of the construction.
So we had an estimated engineering and plans and all this other stuff for $18,500, and we're at $29,274.
Well, yeah.
Actual.
I'd have to get with them and find out what the description. I think that was just CE&I.
Okay.
I don't think that included the geotechnical, the design, and the bidding costs that's okay. included in the task force.
And generally, they're always here. And so we're having a discussion when nobody can really answer the question.
Thank you.
They need to answer why it's $30,000.
Thank you.
And
then I see these numbers down here. Yeah. So if and, you
and
move the table.
Right. And there may be a perfectly legitimate reason.
Could be.
But I do think without them being here to answer that, none of us engineers. So.
So it sounds like maybe you're concerned about the CE&I component. Is that the portion that you have a concern? Why is it $16,500? And I can get that answer for you and I can have them at the next meeting.
Yeah, that'd be good. Because they're generally always here. So
yeah.
So you'll need to defer
it. Good.
I assume you're going to defer it. Or
that's totally up to this body. But if they think that's a good idea, I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Move the table.
And in no way, you got a second? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay. Thank you.
Man, I hate to even bring the next one up. Resolution authorizing execution of task order with Burt Kleinpeter, additional environmental studies, traffic modeling, Wolf Bay Bridge, $103,922.50.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
That looks too low to me.
Too low?
Kidding. I'm good with it.
Y'all good? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of software service renewal agreement, ART Jury Processing Zap Software.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And resolution amending resolution number 18-167 to authorize execution task order. Davis Architects, Professional Architecture Engineering Services, Orange Beach, Recreational, Complex Gym, not to exceed $88,402.48.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Okay, this is for the new adult complex.
No.
I'm sorry. This is
this is an adjustment where
I was going to say, didn't we?
Yeah. This is an adjustment of some based on the percentage.
6.6%.
Yes,
that's right.
Of the cost that the bid came in. So there's the. This
so
is the
previously,
delta
previously you had approved not to exceed $72,000, and they had an estimated cost of $1 million for the construction. But because the construction that you guys approved last time
1.2.
Came into one close to 1.3. This is the adjusted fee based on that percentage.
Okay.
From 72 to 88.
Yes.
It's not an addition.
We're not doing another 88 on top of.
No. This is just amending the whole amount just to keep it clean.
Thank you.
And it's the 7.1% fee based on the state's regulations for architects,
right.
And they gave us a half percent discount.
Because we're over on our true estimates of $1.2
million. Right.
That makes sense to y'all?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad
that
I was educated,
sense.
So thank you. Okay, y'all good? Okay.
We haven't got the adult gym yet.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm thinking we're 2 years ahead.
Mayor,
okay.
Could we step back to 7 for a second? There is no renewal price in the Zap software for the jury.
It's in there in the, should be on the attachment, we pay $6.99 per application.
It's just
deducted out. We never pay
that.
It's taken out of what they pay. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
It's in the agreement.
There you go.
Okay, back to number 8. We have a motion and a second. Are y'all ready to vote? Y'all good? Any other discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of extension maintenance agreement with Cone Elevator Repair and Maintenance.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
This at the Art Center?
Art Center Elevator.
I got you. So this is an annual? Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution opposing. Proposed. Senate Bill 237, creating a new Alabama Open Meetings Act and establishing a state public access counselor, that's what we need, to oversee responses and assess penalties for noncompliance.
Move to adopt the resolution to oppose.
Second.
Any discussion?
Discussion, I'll start. This is overlayering. We have an ethics commission. We have an open, I'm not opposing the Open Meetings Act.
whatsoever, and I don't want that message out there, okay? Because I agree upon the Open Meetings Act, okay? But this is double layering, triple layering, more bureaucracy than what is called for. Now, it could be thick in Montgomery. I can imagine it is, but guess what? I just oppose this bill. I don't even know who was sponsoring it. I read it again this afternoon, but the Ethics Commission, if anybody's out there breaking the law and we're public servants, turn them over to the Ethics Commission. They have a great investigative bureau. I can see that if this bill passes, it'll be years to come before anybody, counselors, can oversee the responses and assess penalties. That's just another layer of government.
This is sponsored by Senator Cam Ward.
Mm-hmm. This is a feel-good bill.
Yeah. Well, it is, and what concerns me is the public access to records and all that. It's not for people within the state of Alabama. It's for people outside. So you could have somebody from Vietnam at requesting, you know, records from us, tying up all kind of time that makes no sense. So there's not a boundary. There's not any boundaries on this bill.
Right.
And so it's just a bad bill.
Let me point out how the Senate does things differently. We record, we Facebook every meeting we have. The Senate does not record their meetings. They excuse their absences at the beginning of every single meeting. It's standard. They just excuse whoever. Seven people were absent the other day when we were there. And they do not tell you who voted on a bill or who didn't vote on a bill. You have to go figure it out yourself.
That's right.
So there's a lot that goes on differently. You would assume that the Alabama Senate would record all of their Senate meetings, but they do not. Sometimes people up in the galley will put cameras down and record from up there if they want to be able to prove something, but there's not an archive of it. It's amazing.
And this is the most amazing thing that I found out, is this means doing this. I am in favor of this bill means I vote no.
Your facial gesture overrides your voice. Mm-hmm. And you can vote on it and change it. You can walk up and hand a note or change it while they're still voting on the bill. So if you're in the B's and you vote yes in the beginning, by the time it gets to the S's, you can ride up there and tell them you changed your mind.
Sure.
It's amazing.
That don't make y'all mad. I don't know what ought to make you mad.
Like our records request, just today we received a records request for somebody wanting a copy of every refund we've ever issued since 2006. And we get requests like that. Yeah, weekly.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. How long that would tie up?
That's a good example.
Tell them to call me.
And we also get companies out of state asking for a list of everyone who has a business license in the city so they can then go and solicit them.
Okay. Y'all feel better, right? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Right, here we go again. Resolution opposing proposed Senate Bill 244, House Bill 346, prohibiting the banning of single-use plastic items.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
This is Ledbetter's bill. And he's being pushed really hard by the Retail Association to pass this, so we do not have local governance to be able to say, so we can't locally say, we're going to pass an ordinance that says no more plastic on the beach. This is a statewide bill and encompasses this.
He also took campaign contributions from Koch Brothers, KOCH, mm-hmm. who happened just to make plastic bags.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
My issue is, it doesn't matter to me whether you're in favor of banning plastic or not. I do not want Montgomery taking over local control of our municipalities and telling us how to run our city.
True.
It should be doing just the opposite. But because they get elected, and when they do, their IQ goes up 50 points, ours goes down, they know what's best for us. And we've been battling this for 10 years. I'm on the record. I hope we all are. Leave us alone. And just worry about prisons, Medicaid, and the roads. That's all you need to worry about.
Amen.
This bill is an example with some very influential senators, so it may not have a chance of stopping it, but we're going to try.
That's right.
I would like to ask everyone in the audience to really take an interest in this and to please notify anyone in the Senate and the House that you know that you're opposed to this, because it's an extreme overreach. They shouldn't be dictating these kinds of decisions across the state. So please, it does seem like there's a pretty strong chance here. So it takes everyone contacting someone and saying, hey, this is not right.
Ledbetter told me he thought it was going to pass, and I had other senators tell me that it was going to die. So
it's going to be kind of a lot of rules, but, you know, I agree with Tony. Write your letter, call them. It matters.
I do want to go on the record, too, though, to say that our Baldwin delegation seems, for the most part, to really listen, for the most part. For the most part. There's always an exception. And truly does want to understand what our municipalities want and try to support us in whatever we carry forward. So everybody loves their legislator. Everybody hates the other guys, all right? So, but our guys have been pretty good. So, all right. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving to ordinances, ordinance amending Chapter 66, Code Ordinance of the City of Orange Beach, street, sidewalks, or other places, to designate Cross Lane, Rollins Road, Seascape Lane as one-way streets.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Ordinance declaring unneeded real property a surplus and authorizing conveyance by a quick claim deed.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Okay, we will adjourn and move immediately into Committee of the Whole. So do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, Committee of the Whole for Tuesday, April 16th is called to order. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costa?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. We'll consider previous minutes, work session, regular council meeting, Committee of the Whole of 4-2-19. Move them forward for review. Moving to new business. An update from Sporty Citrus.
I'm so excited.
Austin.
Yeah, I know. Thank y'all for having me. Let me talk a little bit.
Just don't talk as long as your dad.
Right. I'll try. Mr. Ken just asked to give y'all a brief update on what's going on with the trees here in town. I take care of the citrus trees at the Art Center, the three in front of the post office, five at the fire station here, two beside this building, and one over at this trailhead over here. When we started doing this, probably 5 years ago, I think now, they weren't making a lot of fruit, and they were good-looking trees, but kind of turned it around, got them looking a little more like trees instead of bushes, and cleared the stuff out from under them, and got some oranges going on them, and started kind of putting the orange back in orange peach, I guess. So now they're going like they're supposed to. We got plenty on this tree over there coming. There's one of these slides that shows some pins about where they are in the city. Yeah, those pins are kind of the little locations of the trees and where you can go see them. Right now, the oranges are about smaller than probably your pinky nail, but they're real green, and there's plenty of them on the tree out here, and so there's hopefully going to be plenty of oranges this year, but they're doing good. So
yes, they
Thank
are.
Thank you, Austin.
Have you ever looked at the ones at the golf center?
At the golf center.
There's our golf center. We have like three citrus trees there.
You still have them there? I'll have to take a look. I didn't even know they were there.
There's some there.
Okay. We're missing the low-hanging fruit.
Yeah. Yeah.
We also have added, there are
right there,
there are right in front of the Orange Beach Golf Center.
Okay.
Behind West Marine. But there's also three in the donation park back here next to the museum that we've talked about, because he's interested in expanding into doing that. Now, okay, this year in the budget, we did increase his monthly amount, which is good, to try to cover more of the trees. Because when he first started, it was just a few trees, and now it's grown. I know we lost some at the Art Center due to weather, I think,
there
in
was,
the early years.
There was one at the Art Center due to greening, which we had some in our yard to that, too. It's like a it's a citrus disease that this fly carries, and it's kind of can't stop it at the moment. That's why you'll see the state people come checking them every now and again. And so they took one in our yard, too.
Well, you want our new trees or all the other trees as well?
What's it,
you want more trees?
Oh, you mean to plant?
No, the
no,
trees that you're not dealing with.
Of.
Do you want the ones you're not dealing with?
Oh, sure.
You want to add them on?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Right behind the golf center?
In front. In front of the golf center.
I don't know where they are.
They're in front of the
near the museum.
Okay. We'll draw you a map.
Okay, cool.
We'll drop we'll you a pen.
Okay. that would be perfect. That would be perfect.
And also the donation part back here. But the reason we didn't want to do anything to them now is that they do have some fruit or have been, and we didn't want the trees to be pruned too much where people whose names are there come and then the trees have been cut. So, but he does a really good job of maintaining. And
this all started with our young entrepreneur. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was a baby in the picture, if you noticed.
How old were you, buddy, when we started this?
I think 13.
13?
Because mom and dad brought him.
Yeah, I'm not quite as nervous as I was then.
They were very happy.
Yeah, they had to drive them.
But he bought his own truck, and now he has his own vehicle, and he's done a great job with that.
We're proud of you.
Absolutely.
It looks like that picture was doctored.
Yeah. Dad got a new camera. He's been on Photoshop.
Yeah. So when do you prune?
I prune right now.
Right now?
I just finished this tree last week.
Okay. So you cut off new growth?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, mostly the down growth, so it doesn't look like a bush, because the trees, if they get that down stuff going, they'll start putting more energy into the leaves and the limbs, and that's kind of the tree's first priority. So if you get rid of that, it'll start putting it into fruit. And
that's why you're the expert, Austin.
There you go. Thank you.
Now, do not tell Mr. Bill Jeffries where the new trees are or what you're doing, because he steals all our oranges.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Now, keep it on the down low.
One thing we're talking with Austin as well is that there are some places we have identified for new trees, and that's why he's saying that. So we've got some estimates if we want to plant some, but we're trying to avoid the main highways, because we're all convinced internally that people are going to pull off the side of the road if they see oranges growing,
yep.
And if they're too close, we don't want them getting squished in the road. So,
it was really nice park on Moses.
On Moses.
Yeah, Boyd Lane, Boyd Drive.
Yeah, Boydville.
Boydville, yeah.
That's the Boyd compound.
Boyd Place.
I think that's an ethics violation.
So we'll if it's okay with y'all, we'll look at the additional trees that he currently doesn't cover, and if we need to make a slight adjustment, we'll do that.
What do y'all think about 161 down here where the wetlands are? It's just a little nice, pretty area there. I think it would look nice there.
Between the swing sets?
Yeah.
You're talking about toward the water?
Yeah, but not on the north-south stretch, not before the curve.
Whatever happened to that, what we were going to do there, Kit, with the little fountain and improving that whole area on 161?
The government wouldn't let us.
They wouldn't?
No. There is a pond.
Yeah, said it was too pretty. No.
There is a pond there.
I'm serious. Right. Government said no.
Wow.
We went to ADEM with a really, really beautiful plan to put in a pond and fountains and
Chris
benches, and ADEM and the Corps told us that it was not allowed, and therefore we just had to enhance the wetlands and couldn't do what our plan was.
And they couldn't really tell us why it's not allowed, but somewhere in the great book of rules, they, you know, it said not allowed to have beautiful ponds and fountains. So.
Right, there.
Right in there is where I'm talking about. See where the laser
Even
is?
Even if we put little signs up telling people about the flora and fauna, that was not, I guess.
Well, they consider the removal of wetlands to put in a lake an impact to a wetland. And they don't consider ponds and lakes wetlands. They consider them.
Can we plant orange trees and make a cute little grove with some benches?
As long as we don't impact the wetlands, we can do whatever we want over there.
Okay, let's do that.
Leave it up to me, Annette.
It's forgiveness, not permission.
It's mostly wet.
All right, Austin, get one. We got to figure it out, buddy.
Yes, sir.
We're fixing to beautify 161. So get ready, man.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Austin.
Good job, buddy.
Good job.
We appreciate you.
An additional chapter, one of your dad's books on how to make the easiest sale ever.
Yeah.
You need to tell them about this one.
Yeah, I'll mention it.
Okay, now we get something even more fun. Discuss mayor and council salaries. Who would like to start?
I think Jeff Boyd should start.
Well, we're required by law to set the salaries for mayors and councils for the upcoming election, and it'll be in 2020. I think we have six months prior to that time frame. I think Renee sent us an email yesterday to clarify that.
Yes.
We're not sitting up here discussing us a raise. What we're doing is discussing the constraints of time for council members and the mayor for the next upcoming mayor, council members, whoever they may be in the 2020 election. So.
And there has not been a change in...
Since 2008. And here's my point to the issue. If I owned a business that had a budget of almost $40 million, I would not be paying someone a very minimal fee for a part-time job to run my company. I would be paying them to make it worth their while to be there full-time. We are lucky enough to have Mayor Kinnon here that does it full-time because he can. But if we were to get someone with another full-time job that did this part-time, it would do an injustice to our city. And I'm just addressing it beforehand from, and that's where I brought the argument up, is that we really need to look at this and make it worthwhile considering what our budget is. And that's where it came up.
And so the proposal of the numbers, do we have that again?
Yeah, what was it, guys? Who's got 75. The 75 for the mayor's salary and
19,750 for chairman pro tem and 18,000 for council.
18,000, which right now council members, what do we make? It's a
15.
15, so $3,000 a month for council members. A little increase for mayor pro tem, and a huge increase.
Not per month. Per year.
Excuse me, per year. Excuse me, I apologize. John Mullen, don't print that. So I apologize. So from 42 to 75 for the mayor position. So we're not voting us a raise or
well,
the mayor, the people,
are.
The positions. It's the positions
right.
for the future.
Right. None whoever of us that, are running again, right?
Whoever that may be.
Yeah, we sort of hope we are voting a raise for us.
From 15,000 to 18,000 per year for council members, $19,500 for the mayor pro tem, and the mayor's position will go from $42,000 to $75,000 per year. Okay, I believe the council members are making $15,000 per year. When I say making, I'm not taking that home. Get that, you know. So,
from my perspective. Because I live here and I invest here and raising a family here, whether I am mayor or not, I have sincere interest in making sure whoever is in a seat is full time. Because this city cannot be run as a part time, on the side, extra money type of job. It is a full time endeavor to do it right, in my humble opinion, or either I'm just a poor manager, one of the two. But I said one day or whenever I'm not mayor, I would hope that whoever's sitting here puts in the time that we put in.
And
the same with the council.
And sometimes the council members have full-time jobs with city business on top of their normal stuff. You know, I do not hesitate not going to Montgomery. And I'm so glad I took off work to go do that, to see what y'all did and to meet that up there. But that's just part of the job. That's just part of the job. Commitment.
But in the structure, and I'm not telling y'all anything you probably already know, but it is for the record, you know, the mayor acts as the CEO of this company. And he functions in that executive position. This is the legislative body. This is COO. Then we have a CFO in Ford Headley. So it really is no different from any other major corporation with a actually close to a $50 million budget. And The other interesting thing about our job is, as a city, we're so dependent on state and federal regulations and relations, and we spend so much time dealing, you know, guys, there's not much we do in this city that we don't have to ask somebody for permission or convince them to give us permission to do something, whether it be fishing, beaches, waterways, roads, it just doesn't matter. So we spend so much time dealing with outside agencies, which is so different from most cities. And then we go from 6,000, which is supposedly our census full-time residents, which is so far from the truth, because there's not a day here in Orange Beach during the year that we're not 15 to 20,000. 100,000 in the summer, which makes us the fifth largest city in the state. So when you look at it from that perspective, it's not a small-time job anymore.
Well, it's even more difficult because every week that 100,000 changes. Yeah. So there are new ones coming in and out. It's not like 100,000 stable.
And check their common sense at the bridge.
My family, my relatives, don't think they bring it with them.
And
do you want to read that? Mm-hmm. Gulf Shores is at, let's see, the 50,000 currently for mayors compared to our 42. Their mayor pro tem is 18 compared to our 16.5, and their council is at 15 compared to our 13.401, and they're also looking at going up to between 80 to 100,000 for the mayor currently.
Yeah, they're in the same discussions we are right now.
You do, but there's also a fine line, yeah, because depending on where you put it, you may have people coming for the job just for the money, not because they really want it. And you really need somebody in the job, and this is where your community involvement matters. You know, sometimes you don't realize what you have until you don't have it. And about 4 years later, you look and you go, holy cow, what did we just do? And so there's a line with what you put that salary at, what you attract.
Trust me, I don't think any of us do it for the money. I don't. It's the love for our community. Love for our community, I think. So.
I had
50 cents an hour, didn't it?
Yeah.
Some days.
There you go, Bill.
So, well, some days.
I got my first paycheck. I called and thought it was a mistake. I didn't know I got paid.
You're not helping me here, brother. I asked for them to pay me by phone call. That's what I asked. Yeah. So, but they didn't like that idea. Yes, sir.
If it goes to 75,000, what if an outside person wants to come in and run for mayor? Can't he do that?
Outside of
the city.
He's got to live in the city limit.
They have to be resident.
Yeah. And he's got, yep. Yeah.
For how many months? 6 months.
It's not much. But anyway, that's our story. So I think we're open to any comments specific to that now, making it a general discussion if anybody has anything they'd like to add. Yes, sir, Jimmy.
I have a question. Being that we are almost a $50 million a year company, do we have education requirements that are set in order to be able to be the mayor? Because I know in order to be the COO, you have to have at least a master's.
If we did, I would not be mayor. So, no.
And I'm asking that question because the budget was brought up, and we have to make some really difficult decisions when we're in a recession period.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, guys, I'd like to see all of y'all make that salary at $75,000 because y'all have the most thankless job in the world. You don't get told enough how great of a job you do and what a phenomenal city that we live in. And I have been on vacation for 3 weeks, so I've not been prepped by anybody else's.
There is education through the League of Municipalities,
yes.
So there are certifications, and I think they're worthy, you know. But I can't say that I pursued them. I can't say that I have time to pursue them, to be honest with you. But there are, and some of our previous councilmen did, and some have, and I do think they're very worthwhile.
The qualifications by state law, there's no education requirement for any mayor or council. You have towns all over with 462 cities in the state. Man, they got the full gamut. It's all over.
It's age, criminal record, and where you live.
And really, you make that decision by your vote.
By your vote.
You decide if we're capable and qualified.
Because there's going to be people out there after they hear about this that are going to say a dummy can do it. And you just brought it up.
And we all know it, intelligence doesn't necessarily correlate with wisdom. So
I'd like to point out a monkey cannot do it because they're not allowed by ordinance in the city limits.
Thank you.
That relieves
that's good to know.
And that's what a master's degree will get you.
That's exactly right.
A little smart aleck in here.
That was good. That was very good.
I think Miss Holliday had her hand up.
Wow.
I would just like to say that this is a subject I've spoken about for years, and it's really needed. And I know it's sensitive because of the politics, and it has been. I'm not even sure you're going up enough. And I've spoken to the other mayor on this island about this as well. And both cities need, obviously, full-time mayors, but and we're lucky that both cities have mayors
Well, the only salary we've increased was the mayor's going in, coming out of the BPO spill. We knew that there was going to be more time, that we're going to demand him being in more meetings and stuff like that. And I'm not just talking about that mayor, because we did it before the next election and he ran opposed. And we asked him that we needed more time, and he needed more time. I myself have voted no for any raises for the council members. And I believe that the mayor has served that well in what we asked him to do before we set the increase.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mayor, I guess it was in 2008
come out of the financial
crisis? No.
We did his?
Yeah, that we did the mayor's position.
Probably.
There was another resolution in 2012.
Yeah.
Well, it would have 12. Been each resolution.
Yeah,
each
that's when it was. Yeah. So, anyways.
Tracy, I want to make a comment about what you said. We're in a unique situation right now in the sense we have work sessions monthly because we have so much going on. You can't do it by email or by phone. We have to see each other and talk. But we have a trust among each other. It's where we sort of all do our own thing. And we're really lucky where we are. Most of us do it as a lifestyle. It's kind of like going to a restaurant. Everywhere you go, the grocery store, no matter what, you're going to get asked about something. So you are right. It's a serving. You have to. But I just want to say that I'm grateful for where we've come in the last 6 to 7 years and how we work together. And we've had our bumps, and it's not always been pretty. But where we are right now, we're working better together, and I'm just grateful for what we have. And we disagree, and that tells me all the time she doesn't love me anymore, but it's okay.
Yes, ma'am.
But I've been to a lot of city council meetings in the last month, and I can tell you that there are 5 times the amount of people here, and y'all have a lot more going on than all of the other city councils in Baldwin and Mobile counties. And the city of Fairhope last week voted to raise the money for the planning director, the assistant to the mayor, to $124,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
I need to apply for that job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is there a deadline?
Yeah. I got a bachelor's degree. I got a degree. Yeah. I'm sorry, Jimmy. When you asked that question, I thought you meant was there a basic requirement for continuing education. I apologize. You were talking about a basic requirement for the job description.
Doesn't physical therapy
fall
on a master's degree?
Yeah. That's what I say. Yeah. They have doctorate degrees now, so...
Can I follow up then? Is it something that could be considered or discussed?
You know what? I think that we are all good with this proposal, and we can look at it more frequently, I think, in the future as the bridge gets built and the school comes online. But I think we're all good with this proposal for right now.
I'm good with the proposal.
Yes, sir.
I think
yes.
It's been vetted.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Well, I just want to give a compliment to the city. Everywhere I go, I tell them how clean Orange Beach is. It really is. And I do a lot of traveling, and I can tell the difference crossing over from Florida. In fact, I have the obligation now to, my parents are retired, so I'm in the house in Atlanta, and everybody from Atlanta wants to go to Florida. So I've taken my parents to away from Destin, Burrito, everywhere else. So, you know what it is? It's how clean the city is. Someone coming from the outside and driving in is extremely clean, well-run. So, you know, when it comes to salary, someone coming from, they're very low. And you know what? We're a wealthy city and very prosperous. So, you know, we want to attract the best. And, you know, I love being here because when I drive by, it's a beautiful place. And everybody notices. And having a restaurant, I talk to people from all over. And they all want to retire down here. They can't for the family and all that kind of stuff. And they're saying, you know, you're living the dream. And I tell them, yeah, I am. You know, I'm at the beach, you know. So, yeah, it's by far. And everywhere I go, you should look at Orange Beach. And you can tell the difference. And if you drive from Florida, and I say, you know, Florida, drive
it's by okay.
Beach,
go ahead.
Over, you can tell you're in a different state and you're in Orange Beach. So it's because of you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, is that your wife sitting next to you?
Yeah,
who was funny. Hitting you to sit down and put your hand up?
And again, it's a beautiful city, and we're lucky, you know, to be in the city.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're glad
thank
you're here.
Thank you. That is exactly why we're here.
Anyone else?
His message was exactly what we did in Montgomery last week.
Yep.
Right. We'll sign you up next year.
We should have brought you with us.
Okay. Well, that was relatively painless. I thought it would be worse.
Facebook hadn't gotten it yet.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It'll be $332,000 for the mayor starting next week in a brown paper bag.
In the current issue of Southern Living, they've got a bunch of categories. And, there's one that's city on water or something to that effect. And we're number 5 in the whole country.
Really?
And Gulf Shores is number 7.
Thank you, Mike. I knew I liked you. Thank you, buddy. Well, there was another one about the best small towns to live in, and we were number 10.
Exactly.
I think, or either 8 or 10.
Yes.
And
safest.
Yeah.
Well, that was the safest city in Alabama.
No, this is something else.
Is this something
we were 10th safest. We would have been first safest, but we were penalized for only 6,000 permanent residents.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even though we have 100,000 here to summer. That's what lifted us up. That's what saved us, wasn't it? That's it.
That's in Florida.
What was?
Fishers.
Yeah.
Good.
Good. Yeah, Fishers has gotten a lot of acclaim. They're really doing a good job. Everywhere I go, people ask me, why do y'all have such good restaurants? And if you think about it, it's because every one of our restaurants, for the most part, the owner's on site and lives here.
Yes.
Or the chef.
Yes.
They're all here.
Yes.
They all have a personality. And I think we all know it makes a difference. We're blessed.
Well,
all right. We've already discussed $100,000 to the Educational Foundation.
Yep.
So any other discussion on that? All right, let's go back to 3 then. I'm sorry. Discussed requested $5,000 contribution to Tri-City Animal Shelter Needs Assessment Study. That would be split how many ways?
Four ways.
Between.
Orange Beach, Foley, Gulf Shores, and the county.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Are y'all good with that?
Yes.
And I think
we should stipulate
that all the partners must be at the table.
And that is something that Foley did in their vote.
Yes.
They're just bringing it up. So
yes.
However you would like us to word that. I see heads nodding. You want to word it the same way?
Right.
I think we need to contribute it, period. So.
It is a study.
We don't know where to go without a study, so.
I'm fine with just.
Wanda will have to look it over.
Okay.
We're just trying to figure out whether we just do a resolution that appropriates the money or whether we need a performance contract. And we'll figure that out.
We'll figure that out.
We got 3 weeks, right?
Yep.
Thank you, Wanda. So everybody's good with that?
Yep. Yes.
All right. Resolution authorizing the execution of a clinical site agreement with the University of South Alabama and USA Health for paramedic program. Justin. Moving forward with that?
No. I want Justin to.
Should be what?
Resident.
Okay. Yeah, resident. I'm sorry. You're right.
What?
Instead of paramedic.
Yeah. The resident physicians will be down here with us, not our paramedics up there with them. So, and it's already getting some pretty rave reviews, just how innovative this is. So thank you all guys. Appreciate you, Chiefs, y'all getting that done. So Resolution declaring certain personal property owned by City of Orange Beach as surplus and unneeded. Authorize the mayor and city clerk to dispose of such property. Everybody good with that? Renee, anything? Good, okay.
Yep. We should. We're buying a lot of police. Never mind.
Are we going on gun deals?
Listen, this includes the Crown Vic that was under the boat float for many years. So it's
Oh, no.
It runs, but it's half a car.
Is that the one that blew up?
So if you need this relic in your driveway, you can go to govdeals.com and make it
all. I want the flip flop car.
It's already been surplus. We're holding it for a hammer day for the principal.
Remember, that's the.
It runs. You can drive it.
That is the Pound the Crown funding event, remember?
I just want to call
it. Okay.
You drive it around. All right. We put the flip-flop back on it.
All right. Set a public hearing date for ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, the Wharf PUD maintenance building. Suggested date 5/7/2019. Y'all good with that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Public comments. Anybody, anything about anything? Anyone, anyone? Yes, sir. Mr. Jeffries.
Yes. Thank you very much. First of all, I don't know how you all missed the opportunity during these salary talks that Mr. McElroy is not here to tell you all what a great job. I just want to remind everyone tonight about the upcoming grand event. You can see you're on this side. This is for the Friends of the Ark, our annual grand event, a night of elegant fare and dancing to the all-star band. This will be a night to remember for everyone that comes. I promise you, I personally promise you a good time. They're $75 a ticket. You can order them online from our website, which is Friends of the Art, friendsoftheartsinc.org.
Is that right, Desi?
I'm
Friends
sorry?
Of the Arts,
okay.
Inc.
Or you can purchase them at the Art Center. Or I just happen to have tickets with me tonight.
There you go, Bill. There you go.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Y'all do everything first class, buddy. We appreciate it.
I assure you it's first class.
Right.
Look forward to everyone being there.
Anybody else? All righty. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Happy Easter, everybody.